Hey guys, and welcome to the Living on Purpose podcast with me, your host, Sharnice. This is a space where we journey together through life, navigating the ins and the outs, the highs and the lows, knowing that God works all things together for our good and for His glory. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Living on Purpose podcast. I'm so excited to be back with you guys listening in. This episode is definitely long overdue, but we're going to jump right into it. And as you can see, our topic for today is 2022 Revisited. So as we approach the end of the year, I just wanted to go over some of the major lessons that I learned throughout this year. So at the end of every year, I normally do like an assessment of everything that I've accomplished, how the year went, the lessons that I learned, the blessings that I received, the goals that I may have set at the beginning of the year that I probably didn't accomplish, the goals that I did accomplish and probably didn't even know that I had on the agenda for the year. So I kind of do like a full recap and assessment of the year. And in addition to that, I also pray and ask for guidance for what it is that the Lord has for me in the new year. So that's kind of how I unwind every year, just looking back and then too prayerfully looking forward to see what it is the Lord is calling me to do in that new year. So let's jump into the lessons that I learned this year. And I think it's important for me to note, like I said, I also, at the end of the year, prayerfully look forward to see what it is that the Lord has for me for that new year. So for 2022, after prayer time, I received the words, proper alignment and proper positioning. That is what I felt like the Lord had for me for 2022. So with these lessons that I learned that we're going to go over, I realized and I was able to see how they actually helped me to be aligned with His will for my life and properly positioned to receive the things that He wanted me to have this year. So that's worth noting. So as I go over these lessons, you'll see where either my mind had to come in alignment with His will or my actions and attitudes had to come in alignment with what it is that He had for me in 2022, for me to even receive it, for me to be open and able to see it. So let's go into lesson number one. Lesson number one is having boundaries will protect your peace. Guys, this was a huge one for me. I don't know what it is about the boundary setting, but I struggled with setting boundaries for a while. And the way boundaries has been in my vocabulary throughout this year, so much. But it was something that I definitely had to put into action this year. And the Holy Spirit, I felt Him one day. I was so drained. I just heard Him say to me, "You are not doing a good job at protecting your peace because your boundaries are not there." And the scripture that the Holy Spirit really brought to me when He said that is, "Above all else, guard your heart, because out of it flows the issues of life." And in learning how to set boundaries, I had to set boundaries with myself and boundaries with others. So when it came to setting boundaries with myself, there were some restrictions. So I had to limit the time that I spent on social media. I had to now focus on what am I doing to that attributes to my health, like how am I eating, like what does my workout routines look like what are the boundaries that I had set aside for myself, and then the boundaries with others. How was I communicating with others, and how was I allowing others to communicate with me? Who was I allowing to see me up close? Like, there was so much boundaries that I had to put in place. And then I also realized that there was a whole lot of people pleasing that was going on. So sometimes when you realize that you lack boundaries, you realize that you're also a people pleaser. So I was having a hard time saying no, which in return made my schedule so hectic. Like, I had so many things, and in return affecting my health and affecting my peace. So when I set these boundaries, or during the process of me learning to set boundaries, I was able to say no more. And that meant that I was able to say yes now to the things that the Lord actually wanted me to do in that season, to the things that he was calling me to. In setting the boundaries, I realized that, yes, I may have disappointed some people, but I also realized that God was now able to use me in more areas that he wanted me in, the areas that he wanted to actually take priority in my life. After setting those boundaries and not so much focusing on people pleasing or the people that I would be letting down, ultimately giving my yes now to the things that God has called me to, allow that peace to come back in. So now my life wasn't so cluttered with everything that everybody else wanted me to do, because I'm setting these boundaries now and I'm listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit and what it is that he wants me to do. And a scripture that also came to mind in breaking what I would call the stronghold of people pleasing, the scripture is found in Galatians. So Galatians 1 and 10, and the New King James Version reads, "For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still please men, I would not be a bond servant of Christ." And of course, this is where Paul was writing a letter to the Galatians. And he was speaking a little bit about how some persons were perverting the gospel that he had already given to them, that the Galatians had already received. And he was just speaking against them. And this is where he said the scripture. He was like, "I'm speaking against them. And I don't really speak to please men. Like, do I seek to please them or do I seek to please God? Like, if I was seeking to please any and everybody else, or if what I was saying pleased everybody else, then I would no longer be a bond servant of Christ. So every time I kind of look like I'm heading that direction again of people pleasing, I try to remember the scripture. Ultimately, it is my goal to please God. And not everybody around me is going to understand when I give them a no to certain things. And that's okay if they don't understand. But the bottom line is you have to set the boundaries in order to protect your peace. And with that being said, I also read a book this year. It's called Set Boundaries, Find Peace by Nedra Glover Tawab. So hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. But I started to read this book this year after I realized, hey, you need to set some more boundaries. And I'll read you guys just a little bit about it. The portion that talks about understanding boundaries. And she writes, "Creating healthy boundaries leads to feeling safe, loved, calm, and respected. They are an indication of how you allow people to show up for you and how you show up for others. But it doesn't stop there. So the meaning of boundaries," and she has the list, it says, "they are a safeguard to overextending yourself. They are a self-care practice. They define roles in relationships. They communicate acceptable and unacceptable behaviors in relationships. They are parameters for knowing what to expect in relationships. They are a way that you ask people to show up by upholding your needs. They are a way to communicate your needs to others. They are a way to create healthy relationships. They are a way to create clarity, and they are a way to feel safe." And so in just reading that book, I kind of understood a little bit more about boundaries. So I would encourage anybody that's struggling either with the people pleasing or trying to set those boundaries or understanding, to get a better understanding of what type of boundaries would be a good one to set that's not too rigid or not too porous. Like, that, this was definitely a good book to read. And so, yes, that was my first biggest lesson of the year. And let's move on to the second one. And that is, the investment in you will be your greatest investment. And before 2022, I was not a stranger to investing in myself. But this year really showed me the importance of it, or the importance to continue doing it. And just a reminder that it is your biggest investment. Like, your biggest investment is really you. Like, what are you doing to invest in you? Your mental health, your physical, spiritual, emotional health, like, how are you investing in you? And so for me, what my first and biggest investment of the year, honestly, was in the Authentic Woman program, coaching program. So Catherine is the coach over there. Shout out Catherine and the Authentic Woman. The Instagram page is _ the Authentic Woman. And so I joined that program at the beginning of the year. And when I tell you guys, that was such a blessing honestly, I felt led to join last year, but I kept pushing it off, delaying it. And so at the beginning of 2022, I was like, no, I'm not going to push it off any longer, and I'm going to enroll. And so that's what I did. And I kid you not, the healing and the things that were discussed during that program and some of the things that I had to work on, like, I didn't even know was an issue until I actually joined the program. And just investing in myself and enrolling in the coaching program this year, it was such an eye-opener, such a blessing. It started the healing process for me with a few things, and I realized that it was exactly what the Holy Spirit wanted me to do in order to take me to the next level or the next things that he had for me in my life. A little bit about the program. We talked about self-care. We talked about relationships, identity, purpose, you know, those things. But some of the biggest things that I actually had to work on, or that just required a whole lot more from me in this program, was in relation to self-care and being vulnerable. And when I tell you guys, like, I guess the program was the start of me realizing how much I needed to work on those things throughout the rest of the year. So it was that program, and then it was the rest of the year that really, things that happened to me afterwards, that really showed me that I had to do a better job at self-care and being vulnerable and really resting as a whole. And I do plan to speak on rest. Like, that's a whole topic in itself for me, because this year really showed me the importance of resting, and taking care of your overall health. And, you know, and self-care goes beyond getting nails and hair done. Like, it's taking care of your overall health. So how are you emotionally? How are you investing in yourself mentally and emotionally? Are you taking the therapy that you need? Are you speaking to and using your community, using the people that are around you, the people that you can trust? Are you being open and vulnerable? That was a big, big topic for me, just being vulnerable in itself. But of course, using discretion and knowing who to be vulnerable with. But guys, that program started the journey for me, and it showed me that I had to do a whole lot more investing in myself and just taking a deeper look into myself. And of course, that didn't, that wasn't void of me taking care of the spiritual side of me. So of course, that came with a whole lot more prayer, a whole lot more fasting. The first half of this year, I say, was totally different. I saw a meme the other day that I reposted. The first half of this year looks totally different from the last half of this year. So the first 6 months for me was rough. It was rough, guys. Like, a lot was going on. But I learned so much. Like, I learned more about resting. I learned how to take care of myself mentally. I learned how to dig a little bit deeper, you know. So there were, like I said, there were, so that lesson of just the investment in you will be the greatest one, I definitely learned that in the first months of 2022. Like, I had to invest in me, and I saw a change in the way I saw a change in my attitude. I saw a change in the way that I took care of myself, the way that I tapped into when I am being drained. I learned how to rest a little bit more. And of course, I still have not perfected the resting, but I definitely have learned so much in just taking that step back, looking to see what needed to be changed. But first, it started with actually taking that investment in myself and then keeping that going. So I would encourage you listeners, anybody that's listening, if you have unresolved trauma, or if you realize that you need to heal in certain areas of your life, or if you realize that, hey, I need to take my walk with the Lord a little bit more seriously, like, all of these contribute to investing in yourself. Like, investing is just not in the physical aspect, and the physical aspect is a big part, especially when we talk about healthcare, taking care of your health. What are you eating? Are you working out? Like, all of that. So I would just encourage you guys to invest in yourself, because that will be your greatest investment. So on to lesson number three. And lesson number three, guys, is really just a scripture. And I think for me, 2020 was probably the year that this scripture really came up a lot for me. But in 2022, I learned it again. And the scripture is found in Proverbs 19 and 21. And it says, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. I learned that in 2022, guys. And I call it really just my purpose being rediscovered. So for me, I had like a lot of plans, career-wise, ministry-wise. I just saw where I was going, and you know, I thought me and God was on one page. But this year I learned that, listen, sometimes you could get so caught up in making your plans. But the truth of the matter is, when you surrender, when there is a surrender to the will of God in your life, listen, His purpose is what will prevail. In the end, it's His purpose that will prevail. So for me, I realized that there was a shift in my mindset, like career-wise. I just laid it all down, and there had to be a complete surrender and agreement on my part with the will of the Lord for my life. So I realized that whatever it is that He's placed on the inside of me this year, He showed me, like, there were things that I did in my childhood. Like, I used to write songs a lot. Like, there were things that I did in my childhood that He brought back up this year. And He just made it known that these are things that I placed on the inside of you and I still want to use. So I just want to encourage anybody that's listening. Maybe you are just going with the norm or going with the flow, or maybe you feel like you have it all together and this, you know, this is kind of where your life is going. I just encourage you to continually surrender your will to the Father, because it's in that continuous surrender that He is able to show you what it is that He has. So where do you have to pivot in a certain season? Where do you have to take up something new? Like a complete surrender and really a continual surrender to His will for your life. So I just want to encourage you guys that this scripture is real. And He is really able to work with you and to use you when you allow Him to. So for me, that scripture was an entire lesson this year, because I kind of rediscovered purpose again. I felt like I was going one way, but the Holy Spirit was saying, hey, I just need you to completely trust me in not one area of your life, but every area of your life, and let me show you what it is that I really have for you to do. And so, yeah, for anybody that's listening, if you've been struggling lately, trying to figure out what it is or where you're going, or you've made a whole lot of plans, or even before the new year begins, I just encourage you to spend a whole lot of time in prayer and making sure that the things that you have set and planned are actually in the will of God for your life. Like, continue to consult Him. So that's a big lesson. But basically, that sums up the three biggest lessons that I learned in 2022. And I really hope that my recap of this year and the lessons that I learned kind of resonates with you guys. And just as a recap, they are: having boundaries will protect your peace, the investment in you will be your greatest investment, and last but not least, many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So that brings us to the end of another episode of the Living on Purpose podcast. And I just want to leave you guys with this question. What is it, or what are the lessons that you all learned in 2022 that you plan to carry over into 2023? And don't forget to subscribe to the show, share it with your friends. And you can also follow us on our Instagram page now. It's at Living on Purpose Pod. So that's Living on Purpose P-O-D. You can send me DMs over there. You can also send me topics that you would like for us to discuss in the future. But yes, leave a review and share it with your friends. But until next time, continue living life on purpose.